Sound Investigation has dropped a little bombshell story, which shows a CIA contractor admitting that, well, the CIA sets Americans up, but mainly journalists like Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson, just because they don't like what you have to say. Let's take a listen.
It's embellished a little bit.
Who would be like a big influencer that you're after? I don't even know these names, like a Fox News person or like a Tucker Carlson or like...
I'm sure he's a right. You always want the biggest and loudest. Like that, what was his name? The one that said the Sandy Hook didn't happen.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
You are? Hardcore. Are you still after him?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's broke. He got found guilty and had to pay like $100 million.
So what? Why were you after him?
We're not anymore.
Just to get the money from him?
Yeah.
Was that court case used? Was that a CIA
thing? Sure was.
That was the agency thing?
Well, actually it was a defamation case. Mm. So it's a civil, not government. But we were looking at all of his followers, commenting, following, like, who's that going to be this time, right? So even though it's technically not our, well, not the agency definitely, but the Bureau, for instance, yeah, it's not our purview. It's a civil matter. But since they got all this access to his stuff and it's there, what can we go find?
And did you find anything?
I can't tell you. Oh, we did. But.
Strange. Joining us now to discuss is War Room host Owen Schroyer. Owen, thank you for jumping on with us today. I just wanted to check in with you. How is Alex doing after this story was released? Because, you know, what was said during this, you know, recording is quite disturbing.
Well, I don't know. He's Alex Jones, so he can be like a bull in a china shop, and he seems to be just ramming right through this, and he's just powered up and done about 10 different interviews addressing this and obviously made headlines discussing potential lawsuits against these institutions involved violating his civil rights. But, you know, I think what's so incredible about this, and I can get into some specifics here, but generally speaking, when we hear this guy talking about cutting our legs off, getting all of our money, it's hard for people to really comprehend how real that is for us, truly. And we often talk about when the stuff you see in public is just the tip of the iceberg in what InfoWars or Alex deals with, or even myself personally. And that's been true for most of the past, but people are really starting to see the full iceberg for what it is now. And we still don't have full vision of it. And there's a lot of stuff that still goes on here that we don't even talk about, because even talking about it, I feel like gives our enemies a victory. But I mean, the stuff that they come after us with to take all of our money, to try to get us shut down, to try to keep us embattled with lawfare 24/7, like they do with Donald Trump. To hear that coming from a CIA guy, it just, folks, it really hits home. I mean, these people really do want to destroy us. They really try to take all of our money. They really do try to take all of our, they try to cut our legs off. Like if you're a sprinter about to sprint in the Olympics and your opposition comes and chops your legs off. I mean, so that's literally what they do to us. Now,
yeah.
In regards to this individual, who knows what he actually has access to? Yeah. I doubt he was ever in a surveillance van. His credentials would suggest he wasn't. His credentials would suggest he's kind of a low-level desk jockey. Now, he might have seen some things. He might have had access to some things. When you work with these government institutions, you do get, you can see classified documents. You do get clearances, even janitors get clearances because they empty out their trash and stuff. So I'm sure he did have a clearance. Now, what was he directly involved in? What direct knowledge did he have? I think that's a bit of a mystery. My guess is he's probably just up there bloviating, thinking he's going to impress his grinder date with all of this stuff. But we need to know that. We need to know that. He needs to be subpoenaed and he needs to testify under oath in front of Congress, because he says some very important things. I mean, imagine if the U.S. government can influence people to sue opposition or sue journalists and try to quote unquote cut their legs off or take all their money. I mean, this is a serious thing. Whether this guy was directly involved with it or not, we need to know. We need to get down to the bottom of it. And whether he was or not, I'm guessing somebody was. Otherwise, he wouldn't be talking about it. But he also talks about the Bureau being behind rallies that turn into riots, kind of a serious thing. He talks about the ability to put anyone in jail. That's kind of a serious thing. He talks about looking into Alex's followers. So what? You're on an InfoWars email list? You tune into an InfoWars broadcast? All of a sudden the government is spying on you? They even mentioned Donald Trump, how they tried to set him up. Was he talking about January 6th? So again, whether what he says is legitimate as far as his own experience or involvement is probably fair to question. But nonetheless, these answers need to be had. He needs to be sat down in front of Congress under oath. And by the way, it's not just Oblinus. It's everyone else that's been caught by Project Veritas. It's everyone else that's been caught by the O'Keefe Media Group. They all need to be testifying under oath in front of Congress. And it's really pathetic that so far, none of them have ever had to.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because Congressman Troy Nell spoke about this actually with Benny Johnson, and he says that he's ready to start subpoenaing these folks. Let's take a listen.
And others, and Alex Jones, if you're listening, Alex Jones, you have a right to be a little bit flustered, right? Your feathers should be flustered right now with what that agent, that former CIA guy or that CIA guy said about you. And same with Tucker. I'll tell you, go after him, go after him. This weaponization that the Republicans have said has happened with the DOJ, it's true, America. They're coming after Donald Trump. They're coming after anybody that's a mega movement individual. We got to push back. Let's win Trump 2024.
Just really quickly, since you brought it up, would you be in favor of subpoenas to figure out if this guy is telling the truth about Alex Jones, if they
Hell
really
yeah,
were targeted?
Listen, everybody says a lot of stuff up here, Benny. You say this, you say that, this guy. I kind of looked at the guy. He looked a little like he's a little different. But what I would do is I would try to confirm, verify what he said. And if it's true, and if it's accurate, I think Alex Jones should go after. They should go after the federal government without question. And I think Tucker and everybody else should do it. These are abuses that the American people will not tolerate. We will not tolerate these abuses by the DOJ.
Now, Owen, earlier this week, I actually sat down with Chairman Jim Jordan and I asked him, what can the Judiciary Committee do to hold the weaponization of our government accountable? And he just said more oversight. So are you hopeful that if Troy Nels gets his way, that there might be some type of actions taken by Congress to kind of hold the CIA accountable for things like this?
Well, let's just say I wouldn't bet on it. And I like Troy Nels. I think he's one of the good ones that we have in Congress. I really do believe that. But when he says the American people won't stand for this, they won't tolerate this, I sit there and I scratch my head and I say, oh, really? Since when? Since when do we not tolerate this? Since when do we hold these people accountable? Not once. I'm sorry. Checking my watch here. Still no subpoenas. Yeah. So I just don't buy it. And unfortunately, we get a lot of lip service. And unfortunately, we get a lot of suggestions and we get a lot of red meat and we get no action. We get no action. And so I like Jim Jordan. I think he cares about the issues. I like Troy Nels. There's some good guys that we finally have in there that maybe gives us some hope. And yet still nothing changes. And I guess that's ultimately our frustration here, isn't it? That's what frustrates us so much. How can this open criminal activity, how can this open corruption, how can this open civil rights violation, how can these just be going on in mass in Washington, D.C., and everyone knows about it? Mm-hmm. But a grandma that was there on January 6th is going to spend time in prison and not them. So, yeah, you know what, Troy, we are sick of it. We're sick of tolerating it, but it's not that there's any action that represents our frustration. It's the inaction that is causing our frustration.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a big issue here. And it's interesting right now because they're all talking about FISA and only 19 House Republicans are brave enough to stand up to all of these rhinos right now looking to give government access to surveil us illegally. And they have no problem with it. So we sit here, we do all this oversight, but nothing really comes of it. And they just sign off on our constitutional rights being violated by the federal government all the time. So it's all deeply concerning. Owen Schroyer, thank you for joining us. We appreciate your time as always.
Thank you, Brianna.